White House backs Argentina in controversy over Falklands flag. By Dylan Gwynn on July 17, 2026. If England or her fans were counting on a sympathetic ear from the White House when it comes to the row over the display of a Falklands sign by Argentinian players on Wednesday, they're going to be disappointed. Following England's 2-1 defeat to Argentina, their former wartime adversaries during the 1982 Falklands War, several Argentinian players paraded around the field with a sign that read, Las Malvinas son Argentinas, which translates to the Malvinas are Argentinian. The Malvinas are the Argentinian name for the archipelago known as the Falklands. The move sparked outrage among English fans, pundits, and politicians, many of whom demanded that FIFA President Gianni Infantino take disciplinary action against the Argentine players. While FIFA has delayed announcing any punishment until after the World Cup, Andrew Giuliani, the head of the White House FIFA Task Force, made it clear that the players had a right to display the sign. We believe in our First Amendment rights here in the United States of America, Giuliani said on Friday. And in terms of the ability, the opportunity to be able to make statements, Argentina has the ability to do that in the United States of America. Argentinian President Javier Milei wrote on Thursday that his administration is making continual strides toward the peaceful and legal acquisition of the Falkland Islands. While some are busy throwing tantrums befitting a terminally mononeuronal teenager, we, through the diplomatic route, are getting closer every day to the recovery of the Malvinas Islands, Georges del Sur and the South Sandwich Islands, and the surrounding maritime space, Milei wrote on X. As for FIFA, the world soccer governing body has strict rules against the display of political signage during events. For now, the matter remains officially under review. England, however, remains steadfast in their demand for punitive action. I think the way the England team acted is the perfect contrast and really shows them for their own behavior. And when it comes to the rest of it, FIFA needs to take the action that needs to happen, Business Secretary Peter Kyle said on Times Radio.